The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Scout Life, March 2022 edition. And we're going to begin on the front cover. Oh, it looks like it has some people, toothbrush, brushing something. Saving the seas? You can be part of a massive conservation project at the Seabiz. Fiction by Gary Paulson. Follow your wolf dreams. Grab your binoculars and go birding. Plus, comics, jokes, and much, much more. Just inside the front cover, a final masterpiece from the author of Hatchet, Gary Paulson. Northwind, a journey to the razor's edge between life and death, where the raging seas meet a northern wilderness. The legendary author adds to his legacy of renowned survival stories with this stunning adventure. Start reading at mackids.com. And what is in store in this month's issue? Well, Departments, Hitch and Rack, Heads Up, Ask Us Anything, Scout Life Headliners, Fitness First, Religious Emblems, What's Up on ScoutLife.org, and Think and Grin. Our comics we'll have in this issue, Mazes and More, Lion Pride, Tiger's Adventures, Wolfgang, The Bear Bunch, We'll Be Loyal Scouts, Arrowheads, Dink, Duff, and Desi, Pee Wee Harris, Wacky Adventures, Scouts in Action, and more Scouts in Action. And our featured articles, on page 10 we have Saving Sea Life. You can help rescue an underwater ecosystem through a new program at Seabase. Fiction, Wolf Dreams, page 14. Page 20, let's look at maps, this special Cub Scout edition. Page 18, Scouting Around, and page 38, SL, How to Do It. Go birding. Birding can be a fun pastime. All you need are binoculars and a bird guide to start. But we're going to start in Hitching Rack in our first issue without Pedro. Hitching Rack brought to you this month by Steve the Chicken. Wish you were here, loving retirement, yours truly. Greetings from Philpont. Dear, Steve, how could you possibly be a male burro when you're a chicken? That's from Otto G. in Plano, Texas. Clucky, buck, 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 buck. Dear Steve, what's it like to edit Scout Life magazine? It must be tiring. I hope you enjoy it. That's from Samuel L. in Frederick, Maryland. Cluck, cluck. Dear Steve, what's your favorite song? That's from Bentley H. in Richmond, Texas. Chicken Dance. Cluck, cluck. Hold it. Replacing a legendary male burro is going to take some time. This chicken clearly is not the answer. Move along, dear reader. Nothing more to see here. Let's see who shows up next month. The boss. The male under construction. Opening shot. Oh, what a beautiful picture here. The Tokyo Tower. Millions of people across the world will join together to go dark this month during Earth Hour. Do your part to help spread conservation awareness by turning off your light for 1 hour starting at 8:30 p.m. local time, March 26th. Heads up this month. March. Calendar. March is Women's History Month. Head to go.scoutlife.org/history to learn more. Daylight savings time begins March 13th. Move your clock forward 1 hour unless you're in Arizona or Hawaii. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Go green! Spring begins March 20th. See page 5 for a few tips on how to fight allergies. On this date, March 31st, 1872, Yellowstone becomes the world's first national park. March 4th, 1877, Emil Berliner invents the microphone. March 24th, 2005, Sony releases the PlayStation Portable. March 11th, 1993, Janet Reno becomes the first female Attorney General of the United States. See it. 13-year-old Mai Lee must try her best to control her excitement and stress levels, or else she turns into a giant red panda. See if she can get a handle on things in Turning Red, releasing March 11 on Disney. Rated PG. Hoop It Up, Final Four. Battles for the championships in men's and women's college basketball begin March 15th. Catch all the March Madness action on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV for men, and ESPN and ESPN2 for women. Work on it. March 22nd is World Water Day. Take this time to work on your soil and water conservation merit badge. And finally, don't miss Major League Soccer returns this month. Check local listings for start dates and TV schedules. News and notes, heads up. Sniffles and sneezes. Spring is here, and so are allergies. Here's what you're facing and how to fight back. The culprits. Allergens. Usually harmless substances your body believes are dangerous trigger allergic reactions. The types of allergens that cause spring allergies become a problem when trees and plants are pollinating. The symptoms. Itchy skin. Runny nose. Stuffy nose, itchy and bloodshot or watery eyes, sneezing, sinus headaches, and difficulty breathing. The treatment? The best treatment for mild symptoms is an over-the-counter antihistamine. This medicine blocks histamine, the chemical released in your body that causes you to have an allergic reaction. If you experience severe symptoms or ones that don't respond to treatment, talk to your parents about making an appointment with an allergist. Read it. Ellie and Cadman set out to help the king's knights from a wicked curse that's taking their power. But first, the two must accept their true identities as a witch and a knight. Find out if they can save the knights and the rest of the world from the same darkness that defeated King Arthur in The Witch, the Sword, and the Cursed Knights by Alexander Rogers. Little Brown Books for Young Readers. Continuing without heads up, outdoors. The world's fastest, longest, and most inspiring zip lines. Soar like Superman, zoom over oceans and rainforest, or zip by a volcano and more on some of the world's coolest zip lines. Here are six of them. The longest zip line in the world is Jebel Jais Flight, located in the mountainous desert of Ras Al Khaimah, United Arab Emirates. This Guinness World Record holder is 1.76 miles long. That's 31 football fields, and can reach a speed of 93 miles per hour. The world's longest overwater zip line is Dragon's Breath Flight Line at Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines Resort in Labadee, Haiti. Riders glide in a sitting position for 2,600 feet over the ocean, reaching speeds of about 50 miles per hour before landing on the beach. In the heart of the snow-capped Himalayas of Nepal, Zip Flyer at High Grounds Adventure Park is the tallest and steepest zip line in the world. It is also considered the most extreme, with a 2,000-foot vertical drop. Mega Zips is the world's only fully underground zipline course. It's built inside a 100-acre cavern located in Louisville, Kentucky. Whiz alongside an active volcano and between mountains on an exciting multi-cable course at SkyTrek Arenal Adventures Park in Costa Rica. You might even spot monkeys on your way down. The BSA has its own super zip line, the Big Zip at the Summit Bechtel Reserve. You can try this 3,000-foot-long wonder at the 2023 Jamboree. at a summer camp or during a high adventure program. Velocity 2 in Bethesda, Wales, is the fastest zipline in the world. Lying horizontally like Superman, riders hurtle down a slate quarry and zoom over a deep blue lake with top speeds over 100 miles per hour. And finally, dive into the mindset of Nimzdive Persia, who summited all 14 of the world's death zone peaks more than 26,000 feet high in less than 7 months. Beyond Possible, Young Readers Edition lets you in on the parts of Persia's life that played a role in the climber achieving what most people would consider impossible. Ask us anything. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. This is my first year in scouting. I'm a little nervous because I don't know anyone in my troop. Any advice? Steve, this is a completely normal feeling. I felt the same way when I joined my first soccer team. I didn't know anyone and was nervous about having to introduce myself. In my case, the coach helped with the introductions. We were split into pairs for a drill, and I was grouped with a kid named Pete. We became instant pals. In fact, we're still friends to this day. Your scoutmaster will probably have an icebreaker game planned, so the pressure of meeting friends won't fall completely on your shoulders. And here's Jenny's advice. This is going to sound ridiculously simple, but breathe deeply. Often when people are nervous in new situations, they hold their breath or take short, shallow breaths, which causes stress levels to rise. Instead, before you walk into your first scout meeting, take a deep breath, sucking air all the way into your belly. Your lower abdomen should expand outward. This hit of oxygen will lower blood pressure and anxiety as you introduce yourself to your new buddies. Next, I want to earn some extra money. My parents say I should mow lawns in our neighborhood, but that doesn't sound like much fun. How can I reason with them? Steve, when I was a kid, my parents wanted me to work a newspaper route. At first, the job didn't sound like much fun to me, but after the first day, I fell in love with being awake before anyone else and riding through the neighborhood on my bike. I'll bet your parents favor mowing lawns for the same reason my parents like the paper route. It's solid, active, relatively safe outdoor work you can do nearby. If you can find a job that offers similar conditions, ask your parents about that. If not, no shame giving mowing a try. Jenny, they are likely looking out for your safety. The key is to make sure that whatever job you actually want is in your parents' comfort zone. I suggest a conversation about what makes mowing lawns appealing to them. Take that information and apply it to finding a job you're more interested in. Your parents might be more on board if they know you're considering their concerns. Have a question for Jenny and Steve? Write to Ask Us Anything, S306 P.O. Box 15207, Irving, Texas, 7505-2079, or through an e-form at scout.org. Your name will be kept confidential. Scout Live Headliners, row, row, row your boat to a win. Scouts compete at Worlds. Aiden Irisman and Joshua Lee, ages Aiden 16, Josh 17, hometowns Aiden, Portland, Oregon, Josh Lake, Oswego, Oregon. The scout ranks Eagle Scout Troop 17, Portland, and Life Scout Troop 432, Lake Oswego. They both made headlines for competing at the 2021 World Rowing Beach Sprint Finals in Portugal. The scoop: Aiden and Josh made it to the quarterfinals in the junior men's double sculls. In their event, both rowers used two oars. One team member starts on the beach while the other waits in the boat at the water's edge. After the one on the beach sprints to the boat and hops in, they begin rowing in the ocean. The course is a slalom, meaning racers must zigzag through markers. A buoy 250 meters out signifies the course's halfway point, where racers do a U-turn back to shore and the other team member races to the finish line on the beach. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. go.scoutlife.org/headliners. Next, we have conservation-minded Eagle Scout Founds Nonprofit. Evan Nied, age 18, hometown Virginia Beach, Virginia. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Lone Scout Tidewater Council. Evan made headlines for being named a national honoree by the 2021 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. He made headlines, and the Barron Prize selects 25 outstanding young leaders for their positive contributions to community and the environment. Evan founded the nonprofit Planting Shade to promote tree planting worldwide. He has led students in planting nearly 7,000 trees in several states, as well as in Israel and Costa Rica, and has established 6 chapters of his nonprofit in other states and countries, including Australia. Evan's Eagle Scout project is a continuation of his Barron Prize efforts. Next, we have Aaron Kopp, age 17, hometown Alexandria, Virginia. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 1509, Alexandria. Aaron made headlines by competing in the 2021 National Catholic Forensic League Grand National Debate Tournament, where he placed 12th. Aaron acts as his high school's debate team captain and has been a member of the team for 4 years. Isabel Tunney, age 17, hometown, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Her scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 384, Minneapolis. She made headlines for self-publishing a book, Bella, the BSA Scout, Blazes a New Trail, The Journey of One of the First Female Eagle Scouts. Part of the book's proceeds are being donated to Simpson Housing Services, where Isabella did her Eagle Scout project. Isabella also earned all 137 merit badges. And finally, we have Henry Smith, age 14, hometown State College, Pennsylvania. His scout rank is Life Scout Troop 31 State College. Henry made headlines for competing at the 2021 USATF National Junior Olympic Track and Field Championships in the 13 and 14 boys javelin event. Henry placed 7th with a throw of 135 feet, 1 inch. He was also named the 2021 USATF Youth Athlete of the Year in the 13 to 14-year-old category. Saving sea life. Scouts stop for a picnic lunch while spending a day fishing and tagging sharks. Emma Miller gives a thumbs up alongside the bonnet head shark she caught. The sharks are tagged and released to support efforts to study sharks in the area. You can help rescue an underwater ecosystem through a new program at Seabase. We have Charlie Lynch and Ethan Haugen on the bottom of page 11. Take a break from snorkeling. Top of page 11, left side, scouts measure species abundance and diversity in tidal pools. Top of the page on the right side, page 11, Mickey's Arthur shows off the first catch of the day. And right in the middle of the page, Boston Breikowitz, left, and Aubrey Brandstetter, middle, learn how to care for coral. Colorful fish dart in and around exotic corals, which cover the ocean floor in vibrant shades of red, yellow, and purple. Some corals, resembling tree branches, reach up from the depths while others sit nestled closer to the sandy bottom, providing hiding spots for all kinds of marine wildlife. That was decades ago. Today, this once thriving habitat off the Florida coast is almost entirely dead. That's where you can help. By using innovative methods that accelerate corals' growth, scouts on the Marine STAM Adventure at Sea Base can be part of a conservation effort to help restore the third largest barrier reef system in the world. The Rescue Plan. Working with scientific and governmental agencies, Sea Base built a land-based nursery in 2019 with 19 tanks to house several coral species, including endangered ones. Corals are marine animals that are related to jellyfish and sea anemones. Their simple bodies, called polyps, are composed primarily of a mouth, stomach, and tentacles. Many polyps live in large groups, sometimes in the millions, creating hardened protective structures called reefs. However, since 1980, about 90% of the coral reefs in the Florida Keys have died from warming temperatures, ocean acidification, and diseases, some of which have killed coral colonies within weeks. Starting with 224 individual coral fragments, Seabase staff members have expanded the inventory to nearly 7,000 using a process called microfragmentation. See sidebar. Basically, corals are cut into small pieces, which stimulates their growth faster than 25 to 40 times their natural rate. With the facilities in place, Seabase can grow as many as 10,000 corals in a year. This means coral reefs could be restored sooner. Scouts have already begun helping out, including Troop 2 from Richmond, Washington. Last spring, the girls' troop spent a week at Seabase with one day devoted to taking care of a coral. We saw coral at different stages of life, says First Class Scout Emma Miller, age 14. We moved the coral from tank to tank and learned about a bunch of different species. It was pretty impressive. Scouts fragment the coral into pieces about 1 square centimeter in size and glue them onto ceramic plugs. After 4 to 12 months of growing in a controlled environment, the pieces double in size. They can then be fragmented again, or they can be outplanted into dead reefs, rebuilding reefs. To plant coral, scouts on the Scuba Advanced Marine Exploration Adventure scuba dive 1 to 6 miles offshore, where lifeless coral skeletons litter the ocean floor. Seabase staff guide the scouts down into about 30 feet of water to an underwater nursery, where they can help clean algae off coral trees. Then, scouts help take corals from the nursery to the reefs, where they attach them using a marine epoxy. Hopefully, these corals will survive where others once lived and thrive for hundreds of years. The underwater world teems with life. As many as 1 million different marine species call it home. It's so different than being in a pool or lake, says Eagle Scout Celeste Blair, age 14 of Troop 2. It's so beautiful. Coral reefs cover less than 1% of the ocean floor, but scientists estimate that nearly a quarter of ocean life relies on them for food and shelter. They can also help protect coasts from storm surge and erosion. That makes scouts' efforts in the Florida Keys so important. More to explore. A day at the coral nursery and snorkeling doesn't sum up all the fun of the marine STEM adventure. Like all the adventures at Seabase, scouts do many exciting activities. For the rest of the week, scouts in the marine STEM adventure conduct marine life surveys, go deep sea fishing, tag sharks and dolphin fish, go kayaking and stand up paddle boarding, clean up beaches and build and race underwater rovers. Abigail Lightfoot's favorite activity was deep sea fishing. We caught a putter fish, the 15-year-old first class scout says. It was awesome. Sometimes your week will come with extra surprises while you're out in the water. We have to see at the top of page 12, Florida offers plenty of fun side trips, like an airboat tour Troop 2 took at Everglades Holiday Park. And at the bottom of page 12, bottom right, Life Scout Aubrey Brandstetter takes in the views after snorkeling. All of a sudden, there's a pod of dolphins, says Life Scout Aubrey Brandstetter, age 14. They came right up to our boat, and they were surfing alongside us. It was cool to watch. Even during bad weather, like Troop 2 experienced, Seabase staff will find alternative activities, like touring a sea turtle rescue facility. If you love STEM, go do it, and bring a lot of sunscreen, Emma says. Here at the top of page 13, upper right, Celeste Blair on the left and Emma Miller place freshly cut coral fragments on trays before returning them to the coral nursery. How microfragmentation works. When coral is cut into pieces using a tile saw, they quickly try to heal themselves. The fragments are kept in tanks to keep them safe from disease and predators and poor water quality. This process has worked for branching, brain, boulder, and star corals. Where will you go? Sea Base is just one of the BSA's four National High Adventure bases. Here's what the others have in store for you. Philmont Scout Ranch in the mountains of New Mexico offers backpacking treks with varying degrees of challenge. There's also horseback riding, rock climbing, shooting sports, leadership training, and more. High Northern National High Adventure Program serves up epic lake hopping canoe treks and winter camping experiences from its bases in northern Minnesota and Canada. The Summit Bechtel Reserve in West Virginia offers treks on kayaks, rafts, ATVs, and bikes. Or you can try the Summit experience, which includes BMX, skateboarding, mountain biking, zip lines, climbing, and more. Scouting is full of adventure, and the BSA Outdoor Adventure Team is here to help you find the one that's right for you. Learn more at scoutlife.org/adventure. About Sea Base. Located in Isla Morada in the Florida Keys, Sea Base offers more than a dozen different adventures, including some focused on scuba diving, fishing, and boating. Scouts regularly visit nearby national parks and islands, often conducting service projects. The coral restoration project is one of several environmental efforts that Sea Base's Britain Environmental Center hosts. Scouts also help remove invasive species, pick up trash from beaches, and conduct surveys on marine life health, which are sent to area conservation organizations to use. Find your aquatic adventure at go.scoutlife.org/seabase. For Philmont Ranch, go.scoutlife.org/Philmont. For Northern Tier National High Adventure Program, go.scoutlife.org/Northern Tier. And for Summit Bechtel Reserve in West Virginia, go.scoutlife.org/summit. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.